I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
Hallelujah! Do you see it? A momentary consideration of church history will prove how accurate this thought is. In the Dark Ages, the Word was almost entirely lost to the people. But God sent Luther with the Word. The Lutherans spoke for God at that time. But they organized, and again the pure Word was lost, for organization tends toward dogma and creeds, and not simple Word. They could no longer speak for God. Then God sent Wesley, and he was the voice with the Word in his day. The people who took his revelation from God became the living epistles read and known of all men for their generation. When the Methodists failed, God raised up others, and so it has gone on through the years, until in this last day, there is again another people in the land who under their messenger will be the final voice to the final age. Yes, sir. The church is no longer the mouthpiece of God. It is its own mouthpiece, so God is turning on her. He will confound her through the prophet and the bride, for the voice of God will be in her. Yes, it is, for it says in the last chapter of Revelation, verse 17, The Spirit and the bride say, Come. Once more the world will hear direct from God as at Pentecost. But of course that word bride will be repudiated as in the first age.
Right back to Genesis, to the original. What is it? Now the world and nature is groaning, crying. Everything's a moving. What? For the manifestation of the sons of God. When true sons, born sons, filled sons, speaking the word is that. I believe we're on the border of it right now.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Say to this mountain, let it be so.
Yeah.
Brother, I desire so and so a certain thing done. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I give it to you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 There's a manifestation.
Holy building, the hour's close at hand. When you're going to see something happen. When something's going to take place, and all this background here has only been laying a foundation for a short, quick message that'll shake the whole nations.
I believe that the Church of the Living God is moving into a sphere now that's going to shake the whole world. That's the first time it's been since the days of Jesus of Nazareth. To a human being, ask anything that you will, and it shall be given unto you. Anything you desire. Don't you see the words of Jesus Christ being fulfilled? Oh, it's going to come to pass pretty soon. I'm looking for it to happen in this meeting. I'm wanting it to happen now. That anointing will strike the whole church of the living God, and she'll rise to her feet like a mighty marching army. The sick will be healed by our word. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will be raised up, and the power of God will shake the world with the church of the living God. We're in the process of it now. I believe it's soon coming to pass. I believe it will be just exactly that way. I believe it's going to strike the church of God soon. It's going to start a revival that'll shake the world. I believe it. The Lord God of heaven, who made heavens and earth, whose servant I am, and stand here now before you, and in the name of Jesus Christ, those words are true. Oh! You're near something! My heart's waiting with anticipations. I can't even rest in my hotel room. Last night I couldn't sleep at all. It's never left me. I couldn't sleep on the road out here. I didn't sleep about 2 or 3 hours a night. I just can't rest because I know that something's fixing to happen. Our God's going to move on the scene just as sure as we're standing here. just as sure as he said back under about the discernment in the hand and the secrets of the heart, he's promised something else, and here it is already confirmed among the people. People standing there, and last Sunday morning in our church there at Jeffersonville, or Sunday week it is now, when I told that, there stood the whole Wright family giving testimony. The blessings has never left that house. They said they just don't seem like the same place. That little woman had never screamed in her life, I guess, till she, since she was a baby. You could have heard of her three city blocks screaming the praises of God and the power of Godhead. We were so numb, to, I couldn't say nothing. I had to walk out of the building. Anointed by the power of God. God, He lives. I feel that one great thing is necessary. The Holy Spirit's speaking to me now about, I believe we ought to have a night, this night, that we should consecrate ourselves. Don't you think so? Are you ready, Church of God? Are you ready for such a move? Have you buried every sin in the blood of Jesus Christ? Have you confessed all your wrongs? Oh, ministers of the gospel, my precious brothers, I tell you the truth, so help me, God knows that's true. And we're just shadowing something near at hand now. I don't know just where, when, or how, but I'm told you exactly the God's truth, and God knows that's true. The Holy Spirit's here now, healing. Healing, let's get our souls healed tonight. Let's get ourselves fixed in condition.
Let us pray. Dear God, when my spirit is shaking, my heart is dropping teardrops of warning. Grant, oh God, that men and women will not think of what I've said as a joke. And the church people will not think of it as something that was prejudice or against them. May they see, Lord, it's in love. Thou bearest me record, Almighty God, that up and down this coast I went year after year proclaiming your word. Bear me record, O God, if it would happen tonight I've told the truth. Thou knowest this vision of the bride is the truth. I've tucked your name by it, Lord, and said it was thus saith the Lord. And I feel that I'm conscious, Lord, of what I'm doing. So I pray thee, Lord, in Jesus' name, let people shake themselves tonight and flee from the wrath that is to come. For Ichabod is rolled over the doors and over the nations. A black check mark has come across it. The Spirit of God is grieved away from it. And they're weighed in the balances and found wanting. The feast of King Nebuchadnezzar has repeated again with drunken parties and half-dressed women calling themselves Christians. Oh, God of heaven, have mercy upon a sinful world and a sinful people, Lord. As we are tonight, God, I'm trying to stand in the breach and ask for divine mercy that you'll speak into this crowd tonight and call your bride to attention, Lord, to march not by the sound of any creed, but by the sound of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grant it, O God, let it be known this night that thou art God, and thy word is truth, while solemnly in the face of this people we call them to attention of thy word. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for them, Lord. They have seen you beyond any shadow of doubt move across their crowds and tell them what's in their heart. Thou knowest, Lord, that right now what's going on. Thou knowest that to be truth, O God. I pray thee in Jesus' name, let the Holy Spirit intercede again, Lord, and pull from this audience, Lord, those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Grant it, O God, I pray with all my heart. These people naturally, Lord, would give me the last penny they had to support the message.
They'd do anything that they could, but oh God, when it comes to coping with it and coming into it, I pray, God, that this will be the night that you'll reward them and pour down your Holy Spirit upon this convention. And may there not be a frolic or jumping around, but a weeping and a crying and a repenting, holding on to the horns of the altar while we see judgments roaring beneath us tonight. Grant it, God, I pray as sincerely as I know how, in the name of Jesus Christ. My brother, sister, I don't know what more to say. If I found grace in your sight by the power of God, if you believe me to be his prophet, this is the first time in public I've ever said that. But I feel a strange warning of some sort. I'm not prone to this, you know I'm not. I don't act like this. I hesitated to speak that message and say those things. I run sideways and everything else to keep from doing it, but it's been said. And it'll stand at the day of the judgment as a witness that I've told the truth. That's thus saith the Lord God. Oh, Pentecost, run for your life. Flee to the horns of the altar and cry out before it's too late. For an hour will come when you can cry and it'll do no good. For Esau sought to find a place of his birthright and couldn't find it. I commit you, old California, old convention of the full gospel businessman, who I love, who I've left and strung to with all my heart, I commit you to Jesus Christ tonight. Flee to him. Don't let the devil ever cool you off from this. Stay right with it until you're everyone filled with the Holy Ghost in so much that'll make you come to this word. That'll make you women straighten up. That'll make you men straighten up. If you say you've got the Holy Ghost and won't cope with the word, it's another spirit in you. God's Spirit is on his word. The Messiah, the anointed word. The bride must be a Messiah, the anointed word. Let us stand to our feet in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you never hear my voice again, but God willing, I'm sailing to Africa in a few hours. I may never return, I don't know. But I tell you, with all my heart, I've told you the truth. I haven't shunned to declare to you everything that God has told me to say. And I've said it in the name of the Lord. It's a solemn moment. I don't know how to express it. I've tried to leave the pulpit 3 or 4 times and I can't do it. This is a solemn hour. Don't you never forget it. This is a time that maybe God may be making his last call. I don't know. He'll make his last call someday. When? I don't know. But I'm telling you, according to that vision, it looks like that bride's about finished. Look at the nominal churches coming in. When the sleeping virgin come for oil, she failed to get it. The bride went in. The rapture went up. While they went to buy oil, the bridegroom come. Are you asleep? Wake up quickly and come to yourself. And let us pray, each one like we were dying at this minute, in the name of the Lord. Let's each one pray in your own way. God Almighty, have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy on me. Have mercy upon us all. What good does it do, no matter what we do, if we fail in these things? I stand and ask for mercy, O God, before this great city sinks beneath the sea and judgments of God sweep this coast. I pray, God, that you'll call your bride. I commit them to you now in the name of